For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, a friend asked, should I go to see The Lion King? And I was kind of, duh, why not?
One must see The Lion King. If you were alive in America in the 1940s, would you not have gone to Oklahoma? I don't really quite understand the question. Were they asking if the quality has been maintained?
Yes.
Oh, well, yes. The Disney company does maintain the quality of their product. They're rather known for that. It started last night, and it's here on into January. It's at Shays. All of those production qualities, all those fantastic puppets and dances, the songs you know.
Well, that's something that carries over the holidays. Most things are closing, including A Christmas Carol up at the Shaw Festival. It's a production that they brought over from Bergen, Norway, the Norwegian National Theater, and I don't know where to begin. There are swirling puppets. The stage is in constant motion. The people are in constant motion. It's just so much fun. There's something, as they say, for everyone, kids and adults.
And there is still the Alleyway, locally done production, a much more intimate and homespun, very, very endearing. 35th year down at the Alleyway Theater, had such a great time on opening night.
And one of my favorite mean guy actors, David Mitchell, I guess, is playing Scrooge, so I'm going to go. There are two theater troupes in Buffalo, Anthony. One is black, one is Hispanic. Whenever I go to their productions, I look around and I don't see a whole lot of white people. And I think they would like to get a larger audience. One of them is the Paul Robeson Theater.
Well, I think that it's wonderful that there's an African-American theater company and an African-American cultural center that actually does appeal to African-Americans. They do have a diverse audience, and as is appropriate, it appeals to that community. That is the mission. And I think that there should be more cultural offerings specifically like that. And we have an Irish theater, we have a Jewish theater, we have gay lesbian theater. We go to the theater in search of ourselves. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And the Paul Robeson Theater is the oldest continuously producing theater in Buffalo, which I think is something we should be proud of. I get frustrated that there are audiences that are not being served at all. Watching the news the other night, so many Puerto Rican people coming to Buffalo and around the country after the devastation of that hurricane, with needs as basic as a place to live, a winter coat. But I look at people displaced from all around the world, lucky to come here, and we briefly take care of their physical needs, their social service needs, maybe their educational needs. But what about their needs in terms of culture and participating in American life? And I would like to see many more people feel welcome to become involved. I think if there's one thing that distinguishes Americans on the planet, it's the value we place on helping others. And I think that people would like to do this. And this week, I think you were going to refer to Raíces Theater Company, their Christmas offering, Desde el Puente, View from the Bridge, 10 locally written plays. And there, I would like to have seen rather more Spanish speakers in the audience. And I would like to see more cultural offerings specifically for audiences. You know, yes, a winter coat, you know, hunger and thirst, but first, a little hokey, but true. And if you bring people into community centers where the cultural enrichment being offered is bingo, and no, I'm not kidding, people coming from numerous cultures, each of which is richer than bingo, or people who are coming from cultures which differ from ours in substantial ways, which are important as they become Americans, to understand that we try to maintain a society in which women are equal to men, in which you need to value your daughter as much as your son. These are important things to learn about American life. I think we could do better.
Well, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, as it turns out, was the very first of the 10 plays that August Wilson wrote, ultimately called his Pittsburgh cycle, even though this one is set in Chicago. And then he went in and filled out the earlier decades and, of course, wrote famous plays for the later, including Fences. But the thing I loved about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, apart from the quality of the acting and the set and the fabulous direction, was the immediacy. You're right there. It's like being a fly on the wall.
I think that it's my favorite of the plays. I have a soft spot for Jitney. I like Two Trains Running. But this is my favorite. And having seen it 5 times, I was very pleased with Sandra Gilliam's performance as Ma Rainey, a woman who has been turned into somewhat of a monster by circumstance and the cultural climate. And she just had to claw and fight to maintain anything she has ever had. And we see this vividly in this production, directed by Willie Judson. I thought that Roosevelt Tidwell is marvelous. He's always been marvelous, but is marvelous again as Levy. I know that's not Levy's version I'm hearing. The production of the Paul Robeson, though modest, they're not really playing the instruments. They've modified the setting somewhat, but it maintains the power, and that's what you're looking for.
And power you get, wow. Once that play starts, it just augers right down to the conclusion, which we won't give away.
Well, in fact, 2 conclusions, one for Ma Rainey and one for Levy.
Ma Rainey is up through Christmas Eve at the Paul Robeson. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.